according to your bulletin, we're going to be dismissing from here and going over in front of the visitor center. We're dismissed, and we're going to move across over here. When I was listening to the drama this afternoon, I don't know about you, but I was moved by some characteristics I saw talked about: sacrifice, commitment, simplicity, and frugality. And I couldn't help but think about those characteristics when it comes to Joellen Walton. She has sacrificed. She's made commitments. She's tried to keep it simple, straightforward, and she's been frugal. Joellen, because of your tenacity, because of your willingness to share with the committee your concern and your desire, this project has become a reality. But I've also got a little thing in here that I want to give to Joe. It comes from Adventist Heritage Ministry, and it says, "We extend our sincere thanks to Joel and Bernard Walton for recognizing the importance of Hiram Edson Farm to the development of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and for her tireless work in helping to create the Hiram Edson Farm Visitor Center. This is given to you today, August 21st, 2010, at Port Gibson, New York." And I want to present this to you right now. Okay, we've got some other folks that are going to make a couple of comments, and I'll turn time over to you.
For those of you that may not know, I'm Stan Rouse, the president of the New York Conference, which encompasses the area that includes this, as well as the William Miller Farm, as well as Rochester, the first printing press, as well as, and we could go on and on, about the heritage that comes to this church from where we serve. As I was asked to share just a few words about what this visitor center and the Hiram Edson Barn means to us, I thought back to an object lesson that Jeremiah was asked to give to the Israelites when he was asked to bring the Rechabites to the temple. You'll find this in Jeremiah 35. And he offered them wine. And they said, "No, our father a long time ago told us that we weren't supposed to drink wine, and we don't drink wine." And then they went through a lot of other things that they didn't do because of the heritage that they were given. And then God said through Jeremiah, "The Rechabites have stayed with their forefathers and done what they said, but my people have not kept with what I have told them to do." And you know, I think that sort of represents us as a Seventh-day Adventist church. We have lost some of the vision. We have lost the dedication. We have lost the urgency. Probably some of it from a human perspective is understandable because it's been 160 years since all of this happened. And we're wondering, Lord, how much longer? You can't stay urgent forever. Or can you? Because it might be tomorrow that it's all going to be over. So what does this visitor center mean to the New York Conference? I don't think I know for sure. But I do know one thing. Already it has provided an opportunity for Jim Allen to tell other people in this community about the Seventh-day Adventist truth that we have. He told us about that this morning in Sabbath School. It gives us a tangible evidence of something we can talk about that maybe we have lost because it's kind of drifted away. I hope this provides a place now that more visitors will come because there's a visitor center. It's a little easier to come and visit someplace that has a visitor center rather than just an empty field with a barn that you got to make contact to make sure it's open. It's become official. It has become a visual testimony to what God did for this church in helping it become the message to the world as time ends. You know, it's so important, I believe, that we stop and realize it was this field that Hiram Edson was walking across when God stopped him and gave him a vision, let him see Jesus in the sanctuary. It really happened. I remember one time walking out at night. I don't remember where it was. But I remember finally looking up at the sky and thought, you know, it's that sky that Jesus is going to come from. This isn't a theory. This isn't just fanciful stories that we heard told from up front just a few minutes ago. It is what really happened. as God established a movement that you and I are privileged to know about. It's my prayer that this visitor center becomes an object lesson that many young people come through and see and help them realize that they are to be the youth that finishes the work because they are being rightly trained. This is going to become a reality. And I believe visitor centers like this and what takes place on this property from now on will be part of the voices of angels that declare the soon coming of Christ. So thank you, Joel and Walton, and all of the rest of you, the volunteers from this area that gave many, many hours for taking a dream and making it a reality as God opened doors for you. I personally hope it doesn't function very long. I hope we get to go to heaven soon.
Amen.
And then I don't know how all the storage is kept up there, but I think it's really going to be fun to discover even more detail about what brought you and I here. And there is one thing I want to end with. You know, it's going to be exciting to go visit with Ellen White and James White when we get to heaven. But I really believe that they're going to say, oh, don't ask us about our stories. How did God work through you to make it a reality? We must be the last generation. And may this visitor center inspire us to know that God just uses regular people to do super tremendous things when we allow His Holy Spirit to work through us. May that be the blessing that comes from this visitor center.
As a union, we too want to celebrate this moment. As I stand here and look out and realize that in this place, many visions have come together. We had the vision of Hiram Atson, of being a part of a movement, looking for the soon coming of the Lord. We have the vision of the Adventist Heritage. And now, within that group, we have the vision of an individual, Joe Allen, who saw and visualized a place and the extent and influence and ministry that this place could serve. We are happy, once again, as I've said before, that the Atlantic Union serves as host to all these wonderful things. And you will have people coming to this place from across the Union, from around the world, as they learn that this place is existing, coming to review, coming to be a part of the historical beginnings of this wonderful movement that God entrusted to the pioneers of the church and now entrusted to us who are alive. They began it. They began with a vision. A vision of the soon coming of Christ, and we must be a part of that group that will end it with a vision of the soon return of Jesus Christ. And so we want to congratulate. The Bible says that without a vision, the people will do what? They'll perish. So we have a vision. And the vision we have now is to see the soon return of Jesus Christ, His work completed. And only in the kingdom we will hear the stories record. God has a system. If we have such a wonderful system of recording things, I wonder what God's system is going to be like. Perhaps it'll be even in the advanced stage on the computer system. We'll just go and just speak to something, and the whole history will come before us. God has many, many systems. But we will be able to see just what influence this center will have had in helping someone to make it in when Jesus Christ comes. And so we congratulate the founder. We congratulate all who've contributed to make this a reality. And our prayer is that God will use this center among the many centers that are being used to finish the work that He gave the pioneers to do, now falling on your shoulders and my shoulders to see it completed by His grace.
Amen. Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble out. Bless the roof and chimneys tall. Let Thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy and love. Thank you. Bless these windows shining bright, letting in God's heavenly light. Bless the hearth ablazing there, with smoke ascending like a prayer. Bless the folk who dwell within. Keep them pure and free from sin. Bless us all that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with Thee. Bless us all that one day we may dwell, O Lord, with Thee.
Let's bow our heads together for prayer. Our Father, King of the universe, our Savior Jesus Christ, we have been brought to this place because of what you did for us many, many years ago, and we don't want to forget. Father, we sang just a little while ago about that, how could we forget Thee? And yet, today in our society, there are so many distractions that make it so easy for us to do that. So we ask you to dedicate this visitor center. Come with your presence again like you did when you visited Hiram Edson and gave him an understanding when it felt like everything they hoped for had not come true. You didn't desert them then. Please don't desert us now. Father, there's still a tremendous work to be done. If James and Ellen White and Jay and Loughborough and Hiram Edson and the other pioneers knew that we were still here in 2010, they would be shocked. Father, please allow this visitor center to witness for you in a mighty way. Bless those who volunteer to serve here. Give them the words to say at just the right time for the visitors that are coming through. Bless the school children, the young people that come through these doors and hear the message of our pioneers. May they be inspired to do just like they did. Father, we heard the stories of how they prayed, and then they searched and studied, and then they prayed, and then they sacrificed, and then they prayed, and then they worked until they didn't know what to do next, and then they prayed, and you opened doors, and you worked mighty things through them at a time when they didn't have any of the technology that we have today. Father, you said that one day soon, this message is going to go across this world like three angels broadcasting from heaven. But you want to do it through us. May we accept that challenge and say, Lord, here we are. Not only do we ask you to dedicate this visitor center, but Father, please dedicate each one of us to serve you faithfully. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.